really thank you for staying for the last one. Taking his time.
He's been working hard all day.
Okay, so the topic today is the impact of community health workers in healthcare access. The program that I work for, I'm the program director of the HOPE Project, which is a program of the Community Action Committee of Cape Cod and Islands. The Community Action Committee of Cape Cod and Islands is committed to reduce poverty and fostering enhancing self-sufficiency by creating economic opportunity. And its vision is in the community is to provide leadership in the region, facilitating partnerships and capacity. The HOPE Project is a Commonwealth care and mass health screening for subsidized state health insurance programs, and it seeks to ensure that all Cape and Island residents are currently uninsured and underinsured are assisted with enrollment and linked to a primary care physician. The Massachusetts individual mandate requires everybody in Massachusetts over the age of 18 to have affordable health insurance. This was created beginning July 1st, 2007. And this is what the minimum credible coverage is according to Massachusetts standards. And I won't bore you with all the details. But the HOPE Project serves the immigrant population, and we are sure to improve access to health among Cape Cod lower immigrant population and middle class residents. We created an interpreter service that hires per diem staff for medical interpreting when we assist them with the first time appointment. We have bilingual outreach educators, and we partner with the Cape Cod local agencies to assure that we are servicing all the populations. We partner with the Diabetes Collaborative to expand the HOPE Project and educate households moving from cultural isolation in the movement with the cultural community. A lot of the immigrant population on the Cape, they isolate themselves once they move in. They don't seek health insurance. Our goal is to educate and increase awareness, connect enrolled clients to primary care physicians, and link them to other services provided by the Community Action Agency, which is we have housing, child care, shelter, battered women's shelter, and wet shelter. We try to maintain partnerships with public-private entities and provide cultural competence services. Outreach, we work with the school-based health system and to assure that all the families on the first day of school, we do outreach to make sure that we are targeting the students that are without health insurance. By the end of the year, we have advocated for the residents and immigrants for better health service access and We educate clients about their health insurance policy and procedures. We maintain community health workers' education changes in public policies and procedures. We get sustainability to assure that we have funding for the project to assure that these enrollment process for the mass health system in the Commonwealth care is ongoing. Annually, they have to renew, so we assure that they are getting coverage that they need. We are an affiliate of MACHO, which is the Massachusetts Association of Community Health Workers, which is a statewide network for the community health workers. And its mission is to strengthen professional identity of community health workers, which her presentation there, all those projects, they funded everybody that actually provided services. They could consider themselves a community health worker because they're giving back to the community. We are a team of five flexible, involved community health workers, skilled interviewers, dynamic admission, diverse enrollment specialists, multilingual and culturally sensitive staff. Their job description that we do is we do eligibility screening for public health programs, assist with enrollment, link patients to primary care physicians. We assist with scheduling medical appointments. We link them to a medical interpreter and primary care visits. We work with local agencies and partners. Outreach events that we do to target the populations around the Cape and Islands, there is a multicultural fair that we target the population. There's annual Kids Day. We work with the fire department, the school health fairs. There's a touch a truck event that we do. And we also work with the Wampanoag tribe to try to target their population. These are some of the outreach materials we do to grab the attention of the population. We do coloring books, there's questionnaires, articles, first day of school, bulletin boards. So these are just some examples. And if you need any of the copy of these, we will have it. We work with local referral agencies on referral basis. We refer our clients to them and they refer to us. We have become a lead agency locally that provide access to services and care. We are invited to many of these locations to give workshops and updates on the healthcare reform in Massachusetts. We work with local healthcare physician offices. Once they establish a relationship with us, we refer them to the primary care physician. If they start on that end, the local primary care physicians refer them to us to assure that they have health coverage. We work in collaborations with all local partners, the courts. If there's a family going into domestic violence or divorce, the judges there, they already know our program. They refer them to us for the health care coverage. We try to reach out to as many organizations as we can to be successful. We've created data tracking, spreadsheets, tick sheets. We have an Octopi system that we can enter the data to collect the information of the clients that we're seeing to track the target populations. We are mobile, so we have laptops and printers that we can travel and do outreach and enrollment to local all these events that we go to. These are some of the enrollments that we've done just for our local site. We have five satellite offices. Community Action is one of them, where we have four outreach enrollment specialists working there, community health workers. And these are just the numbers that we've done for the since January. For the whole network that we have right now, we've done over 11,000 enrollments into public health insurance benefits, and we've linked over 8,000 individuals to a primary care physician. These are individuals that did not have health insurance last year. This is, you know, the impact that we've caused this year in the community that we're in. And these are the languages that we provide. All our materials are in different languages. The whole project, we speak Spanish, Portuguese, and English. We work with interpreter services to assure that all the populations, we live in over the bridge, there's Cape Cod, and Cape Cod, there's Nantucket, and then Martha's Vineyard. I don't know if you guys know, but we target those areas too. We have outreach educators that go there once a week to do outreach materials and then do enrolling once a week. And we were funded by the Executive Office of Health and Human Services as a regional lead agency to create a network. And with this network, we have 18 partners right now to do a collaboration of outreach and awareness. So we're targeting anywhere from Plymouth to Provincetown. This is covering the whole region of the Cape and Islands to assure that all the residents are insured by the end of December 31st. But it's not going to happen. Of course, it's not going to happen. And we are doing the best that we can to, because the MassHealth system is real. I don't know if you guys are from Massachusetts, but it's renewable. So anybody that we, all the work that we did last year has to be done this year again to renew all everybody. So we are continuing to our efforts to applying for funding to continue and sustain the project. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for letting us have some time for questions and answers. Anyone have any questions for anyone on the panel? Anyone? No one? Okay, we have a question. Okay, any other questions for any of the panelists? No, everyone wants to go and see the sunset outside. That's fine. I'd like to thank all of our panelists. Very interesting strategies, and have a good night.
Thanks a lot.
So sorry for cutting everyone off.
That's fine.
You gotta do it.
I mean, I gave a presentation 2 hours ago, but I'm a speed talker. So. Yeah. You're a speed talker. What? I, in a former life, worked at a law firm, and you would be, I mean, they depend on themselves too. It's just, there's so much you can
statistics with Microsoft Excel, and it's sort of like a little mini guide on how to use the various functions, statistical functions within Excel. There's a lot there.
There's so much there. I've been prepared to follow from it.
Thank you. That one needs to be done.